China's top legislature says it plans to forge ahead with formulating and revising urgently needed laws this year. The pieces of legislation that will receive attention include a real estate tax, export control, and the laws on the promotion of basic medical health care. Addressing the plenary, chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, Li Jiangshu, stress the importance that will be given to the identified major laws, which are aimed at deepening reform and expanding opening up in the country.
We exercised oversight strictly in accordance with legally prescribed duties, statutory limits of authority, and procedures defined in law. While effectively exercising regular statutory oversight, we focused on deepening supply-side structural reform, aiding the three critical battles against potential risks, poverty and pollution, resolving hotspot judicial issues pertaining to public well-being, and overseeing government budgets and state-owned assets.
The NPC's Standing Committee formulated 8 laws, revised 47 and adopted 9 decisions on legal issues. The process included the passing of the e-commerce law and the prevention and control of soil pollution law, as well as the revision of the company law. Li Jiangshu explains the importance of the e-commerce legislation.
The enactment of the e-commerce law represents an extremely important move for promoting the sound development of e-commerce, as well as protecting the legitimate rights and interests of consumers and ensuring fairness in this market. The law is widely regarded by various sectors of society as instrumental in promoting the healthy and innovative development of e-commerce by providing support, standards, and guarantees that it will protect the legitimate rights and interests of consumers, e-commerce platform operators, and people who run online businesses, and that it will ensure fair competition and order in the market.
There are also plans to speed up laws dealing with intellectual property rights, national security, guarantees for veterans, and administrative discipline, among others. While a timeline was not given, Li Jiangshu said all these set tasks needed to be expedited so that they are completed on schedule. Other items on the agenda for the legislature include the revision of the securities law, the law on officers on active service, and the military service law. Speaking on the draft foreign investment law submitted to the annual session for the third reading, Li Jiangshu said it is a full reflection of new ideas, approaches, and measures in reforming and opening up. For CRI, I'm Zanele Butelezi.